let us know by your hand applause whether they deserve to stay on. And I'll tell you something about this group. It's very unusual to see a new group come on in bluegrass music that writes all their own original material. So this group does that, and you be the judge. They come from Pufftown, North Carolina, and I'd like you to give a round of applause right now for the High Country Boys.
Knocking on my door, hard time.
Hard time.
What's that blowing in my window? Cold wind.
Cold wind.
Let the cold winds blow when the hard time goes. That ain't gonna worry no more. Summer's gone and winter time's coming, and the cold winter winds are gonna blow. If she'd come on home, I wouldn't be alone, and I wouldn't have to worry anymore. Who's that knocking on my door? Hard time. That blowing in my window, cold wind. Let the cold winds blow when the hard times go, and ain't gonna worry no more. Knocking on my door, hard time,
hard time.
What's that blowing in my window? Cold wind.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate the noise. We really appreciate the applause. We really do. Thank you so much. For our next one, when the boys all get geared back down, this one's a little bit slower so you can relax a little more. This one is also one of the High Country Boys tunes, a little tune entitled Scarlet Woman.
Man.
ribbons in your hair.
Thank you.
I thought you'd like them. Come on back. That's the answer. Come on. Oh, we were hoping you would like them. We're glad you did. You've made the decision. And now what I want you to do... Now I tell you what we want to do. The gentleman playing the five string in this group took the banjo award, the first place banjo award at the Bluegrass Music Contest. So I'd like him to get all geared up and play one of the numbers that won you the championship a couple of weeks ago.
He's the youngin' in the crowd. We kind of have to allow a little bit for it. Good boy. We call him Ma Edwards' oldest boy. He was an only child. Sir? We'd like for you to listen now to Ray Edwards on the five string doing a tune entitled Train 45. So much. I know little Ray appreciates that. I don't know why I keep calling him little. He's growing by leaps and bounds. He started out as the least one and he's winding up as the tallest one in the group. We'd like to sing another one of our songs for you. Hope you enjoy our tunes. This is our first time on a festival, and I'm happy to see all you people. Hope we'll be back again sometime. We'd like to do one entitled Mandy Jane.
Walking down a country lane on a Sunday morning in the early springtime, and my thoughts are of my darling. Yes, my thoughts are of another place, another time. I don't care if the sun shines or if I'm walking in a summer rain, I'll just walk along in sadness, for my heart knows no gladness. All I have is memories Memories of me and Mandy Jane. Mandy Jane, Mandy Jane. Will I ever see a smiling face again? It was just a year ago, that old Mandy went to live with the angels, and I miss her tiny face, as she'd run around the place, and the sounds of her tiny little feet. But I know that she's happy, if she's singing with the angel band. Can't see her smiling sweetly, and her little blue eyes shining, as she holds her little songbook in her hand. Mandy Jane, Mandy Jane, will I ever see a smiling gray skin? Mandy Jane, Mandy
be here tonight. This fella over here on the bass fiddles, Mr. Terry Thompson from up in Statesville, North Carolina. And as you heard, the fella on the fiddle is Mr. Tommy Malva from Statesville, North Carolina. Boy back here on the five string, as you heard, is Ray Edwards from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Big fella over on the other guitar here is Mr. McMillan's son, Doug McMillan. Man on the mandolin is Mr. Roy McMillan.
How about leaving the mister off? And a gentleman do the introductions there. It's Mr. Garland Lambert, a fine guitar player from Statesville, North Carolina. Would you make Garland welcome? I don't know how many more tunes we're going to be able to do, but we'll... Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Bless your heart. You're a fine fella. We'd like to do one for you now that... we've had bouncing around the country for a year or more, a couple of years maybe. One entitled Coal Mining Man. Woo!
Well, coal mining man, Pop used to tell me, son, do the best you can. He raised his family on the coal miner's day, worked like a dog till he died. We were five little children and we lived like rats in a coal mining town in a tar paper shack. Mama drank liquor till she lost her mind, couldn't stand being married to a man in the mine. He was a coal mining man, coal mining man. Pop used to tell me, son, do the best you can. He raised his family on the coal miner's day. Yes, I did. Heard the man on the news at a quarter to ten, talking about how the coal mine fell in. Timber gave way and the roof fell down. Counted 23 miners buried under the ground. We were the coal mining man. Used to tell me, son, do the best you can. He raised his
Okay. We're going to turn this smiling gentleman from up Statesville, North Carolina, on the fiddle, Tommy Malvin. We're going to let him play Billy in the Lowground. Thank you so much. A man said he had time for one more number. We'd like to do one of ours, kind of slow things down a little. These lights is about to run all the water out of me. We'd like to do one entitled Lonesome Depot. Have you ever stood in a lonesome depot and told someone goodbye? When you'd give anything in all this world if she'd only break down and cry. Forget the pain and bear your shame and beg her not to go. For when she's gone, there's misery and the loneliness will grow and grow. Oh, how many years did she stand by you and lay awake all night? Forget the pain and bear your shame and beg her not to go. For when she's gone, there's misery and the loneliness will grow and grow. For when she's gone, there's misery and the loneliness.
Well, summer's gone and winter times are coming, and the cold winter winds are gonna blow. If she'd come on home, I wouldn't be alone, and I wouldn't have to worry anymore. Who's that knocking on my door? Hard time,
hard time.
That blowing in my window, cold wind.
Cold wind.
Let the cold winds blow when the hard times go, and I ain't gonna worry no more.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the applause. We are the High Country Boys, and I'd like to take a couple of minutes of our time to introduce the boys to the ones of you that wasn't here last night. On the end, the real good-looking one, the best-looking one in the crowd. That's Mr. Tommy Malvis, and he comes from Statesville, North Carolina. He does the fiddle work for the High Country Boys. Would you give Tommy a big hand? Thank you. And standing next to him with a little flat-top guitar, that's my son, Doug McMillan, from Pawtucket, North Carolina. Would you make Doug welcome? Thank you. Next in line, but not least, is... He used to be least, but he's getting kind of out of hand. He's eating too many cathead biscuits and sawmill gravy. That's Ma Edwards' oldest boy from Davidson County, North Carolina, Ray Edwards, on the banjo. And a fine fellow that I don't know nothing to say about except that that's Garland Lambert from Statesville, North Carolina, on the other guitar. Would you make Garland welcome? Look at that pretty hair.
Yeah, man.
And the youngest one in the crowd is Mr. Terry Thompson. That is, except for Ray. I forgot he's younger than you, Terry. That's Terry Thompson from Statesville on bass. Would you give Terry a big hand?
This feller fixed a mighty mean mandolin is Mr. Roy McMillan from Pawtucket, North Carolina.
We're going to turn the fiddle man loose. Tommy, how about doing High Country for us? Yeah, you can. Tommy Malvis doing High Country. Thank you so much. To keep you folks from being misinformed, that song is called High Country. It don't belong to the High Country Boys. That belongs. Now, Tommy, we can't lie to these nice people. They come all the way from their homes, wherever they live out here, to see all the festivities here, and we just can't lie to them. That song belongs to Kenny Baker, by the way, and a real fine fiddle tune. Well, we're going to do another one of ours for you right now. This one's entitled Coal Mining Man.
We were five little children and we lived like rats in a coal miner's town in a tar paper shack. Mama drank liquor till she lost her mind. Couldn't stand being married to a man in the mines. He was a coal mining man, a coal mining man. Often to tell me, son, do the best you can. He raised his family on a coal miner's bed. Worked like a dog till he died. Telling about how the coal mine fell in. Timber gave way and the roof fell down. Now the 23 miners buried under the ground. He was a coal mining man, coal mining man. Off his to tell me, son, do the best you can. He raised his family on a coal miner's bed. Worked like a dog till he died.
One more. Okay.
B.
Thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed Coal Mining Man. I believe they gave us a signal for one more song. We'd like to do another one of ours that we did last night. Some of you folks seem to like it. It kind of slows the pace down a little. One entitled Scarlet Woman.
Our love started out as a part-time affair and slowly seemed to get out of hand. Now when we walk by, Lord, I can see in their eyes saying there's a scarlet woman and a fallen man. They call you a scarlet woman and me a fallen man. Maybe someday they'll see the moon light, and the only thing scarlet is a ribbon. A long time ago, and we thought that our love was true, but we lost our true friends, and now they're all gone. So, darling, please tell me, what are we gonna do? Thank you.
country boys there, ladies and gentlemen, promising talent.